Blog Talk Radio.
It's that time. Welcome to Let's Talk. Hey, it's Friday, June 22nd, 2012. And you know what the day is? What? Fun Friday. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. And we ready to get it on, coming to you live from Fort Hood, Texas. All right. Now, if you want to join in the conversation today, you can go ahead and call in at 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Once again, I do have my chat window open, so if you feel like chatting and don't feel like calling in and talking, we can chat and I'll answer your questions from the chat room. So with all that being said, let's start. Let's talk. All right, here we go. Now, I know. I taught Norris the whole series and the whole playoffs about the Miami Heat. Okay, so I'm going to be man enough to go ahead and admit. Good series, Miami Heat. Good series. Congratulations. Y'all the NBA champions. I give the Miami Heat, listen to what I'm saying, I give the Miami Heat that credit, the Miami Heat. Now, as far as Mr. James, I'm going to even be nice and say, congratulations, Mr. James. About time. It's about time. However, I will not call that man King James. He is not king of the NBA. I will never do that. And you shouldn't do it either. He is not the king of nothing. I'm just putting it out there. He's not the king of nothing. He won with his team the NBA championship. And it was proven this whole series that he cannot do it by himself. Without Chalmers and Battier and Cole. No, those three guys. They played a big part in Miami winning this championship, whether y'all want to admit it or not. They did. Without them, I don't think today we'd be sitting here talking about congratulations, Miami Heat. Once again, you know, that's my opinion on the subject, but that's what I'm going. That's what I'm going with. So once again, congratulations, Oklahoma City Thunder. Y'all still my boys. You hear me? Hey, we learned a valuable lesson. That's all right. Next year, it's going to be hot and popping. Y'all want to hear something? Listen to this thunder going on right now. That's what I'm talking about right there. All right. All right, Jaden, Durant, Westbrook, Harden. Y'all got the pain now. They say you can't win it unless you done felt the pain. Y'all feel the pain now, baby. Let's see what you come up with next year. All right. Now that I have done my due and made all you Miami Heat fans happy, I'm moving right along. Like I said, today is Fun Friday, and believe you not, we're going to have us some fun up in the house today. So if you don't want to have no fun, you may as well get off the radio station now, because it's about to be hot and popping, because I'm talking about everything, everybody, anytime, anywhere. I don't care. It's going to happen right about now. First subject, here we go. All right, young ladies, to our young ladies, here we go. Why in the world would you go out in public in a dirty wife beater, dirty short shorts, and a very dingy and dirty behind bra. Why? That is not sexy. That is downright nasty. Nasty, you hear me? And here's the thing. Instead of catching a man, know what you need to do? You need to catch a bottle of bleach with a box of detergent on the side and wash that mess. That's what you need to do. Go and catch some of that. You know, if you catch some of that, then maybe everything will work out for you. That's right, I said it. And y'all know y'all see it all the time. Don't act like there's something brand new. You see it all the time. How dare they subject us to such filth? Huh? And not to mention they degrading their own selves by dressing like that. And what? Why? I'm just saying, why? They're the type of people that can go on Walmart and steal because ain't nobody trying to get close to them because they stink. I was just being real and honest. And you know what? You know what the bad part is? And here's the bad part, y'all. Even though they look raggedy, the clothes are raggedy, the hair is tight. You hear me? The hair is tight and on point. It's so on point, you keep looking at the hair like, why is that hair on that purse, that body right there? Because the two don't go together. You remember that old song, one of these things not like the other? Yeah. The hair is definitely not like the body or the clothes is on the body. So I guess we know where the priorities are in that, right? I know we do. And then, woo, here's the top of it all. You get in the grocery line with your food stamp card, and you don't have enough money on your card, but you done got $110 worth of food. Then you're embarrassed because you're looking around and see who's paying attention. Really? If it didn't sell them, you would have had enough on your card. You more embarrassed by that than the mess you walking around in public in. Ooh, can we get it to go? Can we get it together? Please. Can we please get that together? How dare you? Why? I mean, come on. Is it that bad? Is it just that you want everybody to see your hair? If that's what you dress up nicely, put on a clean bra. Hey, if your white bras ain't clean, I know you got a black one or something. You got to have something besides that dirt dingy white bra. And if you don't have that, then you got an issue anyway. If that is your only bra. But please, please do not. I'm going to say this again real slow. Please do not put on that wife beater and come outside without a bra on. See, I said that nice and calm and easy. I did. Please don't do that. Because that's even worse. Yes, it is. That's even worse. Woo! Hey, can we all just wash our clothes together? That's it. Can we all just wash our clothes? And stop stealing from Walmart. Stop stealing from Walmart, dang it. Because you're going there looking ragged. They ain't paying you no attention, and you robbing them blind. Stop stealing from Walmart. Now, to join in the conversation, once again, you can dial in at 347-838-8622 or email me at ericlesstalk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at DrivenForLife62. I also have my chat window open, so if you feel like chatting, go feel free to do so. Now, I'm about to get raw on somebody, and they know who they are. So I'm finna go on to put this out there, and then I'm going to be through with it. Okay? Now, check this out, y'all. if you know someone that has borrowed money from you, avoided you for months, I mean months, even years, okay, go follow me here now, and unexpectedly, you get a call from this person, okay? Now, you get this call from this person, and after a few minutes of small talk, they start begging you for money again. Have you lost your everlasting mind? Are you crazy or something? Have you been out there sniffing cow poo or something? Really? And you just told me you still don't have a job? Oh, here's a news flash. I am not Chase Manhattan. And hell, even if I was, if I saw you in the desert needing a drink of water, I wouldn't even piss on you to give you relief. How dare you have that audacity to call me asking for some dang old money? Well, you ain't paid me in over 2 years. Really? Really? Huh? How dare you think I'm just, Yeah. Really? How dare you think you're that important to me? How dare you think that? You're not that important to me. You're not that important to anybody else. You're just a little gnat flying around irritating people. That's what you are. And you're going to keep bothering me till I'm going to come and bust your head in. I'm just saying, because that is ridiculous. That's crazy. Here's another breaking story, y'all. You are not that important. You're not. I could care less. Don't call me with that nonsense. Don't call other people with that nonsense. Your credit is shot. Your credit rating is negative 562. That's your credit rating. So if you notice, it's beyond zero. You took my kindness for a weakness. Huh. Well, guess what? Here's the Scorpio in me about to tell you something. Fuck off. That's right. I said it. How dare you think I'm that gullible? Don't call me and act like you all concerned about how I've been. What the hell ever? When you call me, I already knew what you wanted something. That's right. You could have called and told me my money was where it needed to be. That's what you could have done. But no, you didn't want to do that. You want to try and play me like I'm Willie Fufu. I've been on this earth for a long time. I'm not that damn dumb. No plum dumb here. There's no plum dumb. So if you don't get what you need, too freaking bad. Lose my number. Forget my name. Don't bother me no more. That's right. I had to say it because it was bothering me, because that is just crazy how people do you. And I know y'all know some people out there do the same thing. You don't hear from them until they want something. You know, screw that. You know, you nice enough to help them out every now and then, help them out, and then you don't hear nothing from them. If you call them, they won't answer your phone because they're scared you're going, well, you want to borrow some money. You want to ask them for your money. But guess what? Yeah, I'm going to ask you for my money once or twice. But once you don't give it, you say you don't have it, I ain't going to bother you no more. I just chalked that up, one for the gipper. You know, one, it's gone. But I guarantee dang on to you one thing, you won't get no more out of me. That's right. Now, let's get this, put this in perspective, okay? Now, I'm not talking about that person that you are close to that you know are is struggling, and you communicate with all the time. So you know what's going on with that person. That's not who I'm talking about. The people I'm talking about are the ones who constantly have their hand out. You know, if it's not money, it's sugar. If it's not sugar, it's can I borrow a shovel? What the heck you borrowing a shovel for anyway? But anyway, I'm about to get off. But those are the type of people I'm talking about. But if you try and call them, they see your name come up on caller ID, and you don't get nothing but voicemail. So you know what I do? When they call me, they get voicemail. When they text me, they get no response. I'm not your personal bank. Try and do something for your dang on self. Because you're really beginning to work my nerves, and I will hurt you. I don't know about y'all, but that's the way I feel. Because you're playing with me now. You're playing with me. Especially if I'm nice enough to give you my last. Oh, no. Are you trying to play me like that? We're not on the playground. Contrary to what you believe, life is not a playground. Life is reality. And if you keep bothering me, I'm going to show you what reality is. That's all I got to say about that. And you know what? It's okay. It's okay, because I'm going to show you why I'm about to send all that mess to right now. Check this out. That's right. I just flushed it all. I'm through with that. Now, I love it. I love it. I love it. Today is Fun Friday. And y'all know what? I'm having fun. Ooh, I'm beginning to get kind of loose now. All right. Now, once again, if you want to join in the conversation today and then participate in Fun Friday, you can dial in at 347-838-8622 or you email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Once again, I do have a chat window open. So if you feel like chatting with me, no problem. Even after the show go off, I'll be online for about 10, 15 minutes after the show. So if you want to chat with me then, that's fine. We can do that too. Okay? Now, moving right along on to the next topic. All right, y'all. What's going on with Alec Baldwin? What's going on with this cat? You know, if he wasn't yelling at his children, whatever, now he beating up paparazzi. What's really up with that? Huh? One day he punches a guy, but he says the guy assaulted him with his camera first. But the next day he runs over one of the paparazzi foot with a bicycle. What's wrong? Is he off his medication again? Huh? Is he off his medication? Message to Mr. Baldwin. You are a star, guy. Mr. Baldwin, you are a star. And being that you are a star, or as they say, an A-list star, they're going to follow you. No, that's part of your life. That is part of what you do. It is. It's a part of what you do. Now, if you don't like them following you, or you don't like them photographing your girlfriend or your family, well, then you can have a couple of choices. You can stay your behind at home. You can come up with a great disguise to where they won't even know. Or you leave in the middle of the night or out of back entrance. That you can do. However, I do not recommend that you walk down a busy, not only in New York, but any street in America with a sheet on again. Okay? I'm just telling you. That could get you in a lot of trouble that you do not want. And it's not going to be with the paparazzi. That's all I'm telling you. It's not going to be with the paparazzi. Why would you do that? See, that's why I say he's got to be on some kind of medication. Any white folk know the last thing they want you supposed to do is walk down a busy city street in a white sheet. just because it didn't have the eyes cut in it and you got the little pointy head on it, that ain't gonna stop nothing. That's not gonna stop nothing. Don't do it. If you that worried about paparazzi, stay in your house. Just stay in your house. Or dig a hole from a tunnel from your apartment to wherever you got to go. But don't you ever walk down the street with a sheet over your head again. Are you crazy? He got to be crazy. That's all I can say. How in the heck you going to be doing that? Wow. Oh, boy. I tell you, it's Fun Friday, y'all, and I'm getting some stuff off my chest. So if you want to join in, you can call in at 347-838-8622. Or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Once again, I do have my chat window open. So if you don't feel like calling and talking, we can do have a chat conversation going on. And like I said, after the show is over, about 15 minutes or so, I'll still be available on the chat room. So if you want to talk about the show after that, you're more than free to do that. I'm going to the next subject. It wasn't Friday, and I'm having Friday. Now, how many of y'all watch that new show on TV called The Glass House? You know, it just premiered this week. Okay, besides there being just all glass in the house, what is so much different from the Big Brother? Why is that so? What makes it so different besides that one cosmetic thing? Oh, I see now. Y'all saying it's different because the viewer get to decide what happens on the show. Really? Does the viewer really get to decide? I don't think that's really going to happen. Yeah, right. You say they have a room for the people that do not get along. So the people who don't get along, they're going to be put in this room according to what America votes. Who should be in that room? Well, you know what? They wouldn't have to vote me in because you know what? Whoever I don't like in that place, we'll go in there regardless. We'll go in there without even being invited. I hope they got the glass company on speed dial, though, because we're going to break up some things up in there. That's right. America, y'all wouldn't have to vote me in because I would walk in there with my boxing gloves on and be ready to rock and roll. That's right. I'm telling you like it is. I am. Glass house, Big Brother. What's the difference? You going to tell somebody going to be on their computer time, well, this person need to sleep with this person. And have we thought about disease? Huh? Did you thought about some diseases going on? Wow. I tell you. I know, right? Mm-mm-mm. Wow. But, yeah, there's not much difference to that. And with that being said, why do we want it to be a difference? You know, I mean, all these shows now, all these reality shows, they basically becoming one and the same. They really are. There's not much difference in them. They're not. I tell you what, though, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Now, we're going to take a pause right now because you know what? I got to go and handle some business here because I'm just my mouth dry. I know that's funny, ain't it? But okay, when we come back, though, we're going to finish up. We're going to finish Fun Friday. And believe you me, we may go over today because Fun Friday is just getting started. All right. See y'all in two. I'm out. Hey, this is Eric from Let's Talk. If you happen to be in the Charlotte, North Carolina or Virginia Beach area, additional volunteers are needed for the second annual Diamond House 5K Run Walk Against Domestic Violence and Homelessness
on Sunday, June 24th at Mount Trashmore in Virginia Beach. If you're interested in participating or just being a volunteer, you can give a call at 757-535-0924 or email diamondhouse1@gmail.com. Diamond House is a nonprofit organization.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, and today is Fun Friday, which means it's an open mic and we talk about any and everything. So if you got something you want to talk about, no problem. Just hit me up. Hit me up. I'm more than happy to talk to you about anything. I do have my phone lines open, and I do have my chat window open. So we can really get some things going if that's what you want to do. Now, back to what we were talking about. Now, like I just said, you know, the Glass House and Big Brother, yeah, they about the same. They about the same. And what's up with all these new shows coming out now? Everybody got to be in a swinging chair. You know, everybody got to be in the chair now. They got to spin around. You hit the button and it spin around. Really? Come on now. And did anybody see that dating show last night? And see what Warren Sapp had on. Well, I tell you, for a man to have so much money, he looks just as poor as he want to be. And guess what, y'all? That boy, let me tell you, that boy got 6 children with 5 baby mamas. Who really want to be put up with that? Huh? Who really want to be bothered with that? If I was a woman, I'd see him coming and just run the other way. But there's somebody going to get caught up. And then somebody gonna get caught up. You know it and I know it. Cause they're gonna say, oh, he Warren Sapp. Ooh. Ladies, Warren Sapp ain't got no money. He paying too much in child support. That's why he on that show trying to get a date. I'm just saying. And that's what's really going on. That's what's really going on, y'all. So if you know you wanna go ahead and go for it, go for it. There's nothing wrong with that. But believe you me, you be going to McDonald's for dinner. All right, moving right along. Hey, Dallas is back, y'all. Dallas is back. The Ewings have arrived. But I got a few questions about for you. Look, check this out. Tell me the truth. Is it me or does JR look like Death warmed over? Huh? Is it me? Or does J.R. just look old as heck? You know, and the thing about it, he barely moving. And they got nerve to put him on the show. You know what should have happened, right? They should have put him in a wheelchair. Woo! You know, that's what I'm saying. Because JR is, woo, he looking bad, y'all. He looking real bad. You know, I think what's going to happen, and I'm going to tell you what's going to happen in the storyline. They're going to eventually kill JR. Somebody going to shoot him again. I'm telling you, somebody going to shoot him again, and he's going to be gone off the show. Because if not, he's going to fall dead for real on the show. He barely making it now. He creeping. He walks very slow. I know y'all noticed it. I know you noticed it. But maybe you didn't, but it's okay. You know, and here's the thing. Why is it on cable? Why is it only on cable? You know, when it came on regular TV back in the day, you know, it had a big following. You know, and a lot of us want to watch it again. You know what I mean? But what happened? It's on cable. Everybody ain't got no cable. Give me free cable. I ain't got my free cable yet, y'all, either. Y'all not doing a good job of protesting for me. I need some free cable. Please, please, please. I need some free cable. Somebody help a brother out. Now, going back to what I was talking about, though, and look at Sue Ellen. Man, Sue Ellen had plastic surgery, y'all. Don't act like you don't know. Sue Ellen had plastic surgery. And she still looked like she's 90 years old. Now, that's bad. You done had plastic surgery, and you still look old. Guess what that means, people who thinking about plastic surgery? Plastic drops, too. Yeah, that's right. Plastic droop just like anything else, because it's not meant to be on your body in the beginning. I'm just putting it out there to you like that. Now, you don't believe me? Look at Joan Rivers. For a long time, Joan Rivers looked like she had it going on. Right? But now, look, she begin, her stuff is beginning to drop, too. That's right. When she ain't looking like she done used a jar of Vaseline on her face, did it keep you from noticing it in a drop? I'm just putting it out there. I know y'all noticed the same thing. Don't act like you haven't noticed it. I noticed the same thing. All right. I see I have a caller on the line. Hello, caller. Welcome to Let's Talk. What can I do for you today?
I would like to know, how do you feel about the Creflo Dollar situation?
Feel about the what?
The Creflo Dollar situation.
Okay, the Creflo Dollar situation. My personal opinion is he did what he needed to do. If his 15-year-old daughter decided she want to get buck up and think she's a grown woman, then he did what he needed to do. He really did. I'm for all parents to handle their business. You know, if you got a child and you letting that child run over you, you deserve what you get. But if that child comes at you, then it's fair game. You got to handle your business. How do you feel about it?
Well, I feel that he handle his business, like you said. And I know if I would have did something, like my dad, you know, I don't know. But, yeah, I think he did what he was supposed to do, and he stood his grounds.
Yeah. I mean, what else was he supposed to do? Let his own daughter beat him down? No. That's not no way possible. No. He did what he had to do. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, caller.
You're welcome.
Have a great day. And yeah, speaking of parents and stuff, y'all hear about that bus monitor where those kids on the bus was bothering that old grand lady, that older lady, senior lady, insulting her and carrying on? See, that's one of the instances where you get the bully. You get the leader. You take and hit the leader in his mouth, and I guarantee the rest of them will shut up, because then you done hit the leader. That's who they following anyway. And y'all know I'm telling you the truth. It's one that started, and everybody else just chimed in. You go and knock that first one, whoever started in his mouth, and you ain't got to worry about the rest of them, because now you done proved the point. You ain't scared of none of them. And he's the baddest one on the bus, because he's starting everything. So the rest of them gonna sit like it, like they just quieter than they as they want to be. That's right. And I done said it before, and I'm gonna say it again. We need to get out of this stuff of you can't touch a child. And what if that child is not doing what he's supposed to do? Bust him in his butt. That's right. That's what you have to do. We as the adults need to start taking over. We need to go back to the way it used to be. A child respected an adult, whether they were home or not. Show these kids we're not scared of them anymore. Some of us never were, but the ones of you that are, you need to get it together. We're not scared of these kids. Hey, we feed and clothe these little rascals. You mean to tell me they're going to get on the bus? And these kids were 12, 13 years old. So they definitely living at home. No. There's no way my child is going to disrespect anybody. And that's a fact. And y'all need to start holding your children to that same standard. You're not your child's friend. You're the parent. Act like it. Gosh darn it. See? Thank you, caller. I'm glad you brought that up because I needed to get that off my chest this afternoon. That's right. Y'all act like you're crazy. I don't know what's really going on with y'all. Now, some of you are talking about, well, she did right. She just stood there and took it. No. That's good for her. Okay, maybe it's good for her. But it was me. I'm going to tell you, I would have busted him in his mouth. I'm serious. And once it happened, it was over with. It would have been over with. Just like that. Don't disrespect no elder like that. I don't know what the heck is going on with bad behind children. You know, and it's like nobody really cares. The CPS departments, they too busy trying to take children from people. You know, I mean, boy, I tell you, it just makes me wonder. It just perturbs me. Y'all like that word perturb? I know. I play that word in Words with Friends. That's how I know what it means. Oh Lord have mercy. Oh man. But yeah, we got to do better, parents. We really do. We really do. Because that's not something that is good. No, that's on the same line as walking around with a DeBron and stuff on. Get it together, dang it. Get it together. Now, once again, you're listening to Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, and today is Fun Friday. So if you want to participate in Fun Friday, you can call in at 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com, or I do have my chat window open, so we can chat before, after, and during the show. And with that, we're moving right along. Now, I know a lot of y'all out there, y'all big American Idol fan and voice fans. Well, here's a news flash for y'all. Y'all remember Frenchie Davis? Okay, I'm glad y'all do because I don't remember who she was. But anyway, she apparently has come out the closet, y'all. She done come out the closet. She has admitted that she's a lesbian. Okay, she was this 33-year-old singer with a booming voice and was considered a front runner on the second season of American Idol. But apparently she got disqualified because some scandalous photographs leaked out. Now, here's my question. Why do we care? All right, I'm saying, why do we care? Do we really need to know that? I don't think so. I could care less whether she gay or not. Number one, she's not putting anything on my table. She's not laying in the bed with me at night, so why I got to worry about what she is? That's her. Do what you do, Frenchie. Do what you do. If that one makes you happy, I'm happy for you. That's right. And as far as American Idol and The Voice, who cares about that? You know, when it first came on, it was good. It was good. But now, it's what it is. You know, it's like, it's like you got American Idol, you got The Voice, now you got duets, you got the singer groups that sing a cappella. You got Now You Think You Can Dance, Dancing with the Stars. I think they've overdone it a little bit, don't you? I think they have. I can't watch regular TV now because all that mess be on TV. Huh? Then I got to go and pay somebody to steal from Walmart. And I don't believe in stealing from Walmart. See what I'm saying? Stop stealing from Walmart and put some regular good stuff on TV. Everybody not into reality TV. We want to watch real stuff. Dog it. Boy, I tell you, that just cooks my grits right there. Yeah. You know, I just wonder, what are they thinking about? You know, I mean, what in the world is really going on? They need to get it together. Hey, don't forget, I need my free cable. Y'all remember back in the last month, I was saying, y'all need to, you know, get me some free cable. I still ain't got my free cable, y'all. Some of y'all still going to Walmart stealing, too. Y'all need to stop that. I'm telling you, they're on the lookout for you. And stop stealing stuff and taking it back and getting refunds for it. They're looking for that, too. I'm just telling you, stop it. Stealing stuff at Walmart. Go and steal from Target. I don't shop at Target, so go and steal from them. I don't care. All right. Now we're gonna go ahead and go to Corpus Christi, Texas. Now y'all check this out. There's a burglar. He stole $20 from a church. All right? He broke in the church and stole $20. But his conscience was so heavy when he did it, he left a forgive me note. He left a note that said, "Forgive me, I need the money." Now, oh Lord have mercy, that is the funniest thing. Okay, you need the money? Well, a job is out of the question, huh? You know, that's brave to steal out of the church. That really is. You know, I heard of some crazy things, but actually breaking the church and steal out the church, yeah, that's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. And you know what? What else can we do? What else can we do? You know, it's bad when it has come to that point to where people are just stealing from Walmart, the church, each other. No, that's bad. That really is. Wow, that's bad. Well, I hope he got it straight with God, because that's who is between right about now. Well, the police too, if they ever catch him. I mean, what else can I say? Now, I'm going to tell y'all something that's really crazy. There was a man in Vermont. He broke into a house. Now, listen carefully. He broke into the house. He cut himself after he broke the glass to get in the house. He cut himself. Okay? He bled to death and ended up on the kitchen floor. Number one, he cut himself and bled to death, right? Okay. Now, are y'all ready? Y'all ready for the kick on it? The man was 73 years old. Yes, I said it. 73 years old. At 73, why are you breaking in anybody's house? Huh? if you're going to break it anywhere, break it to a nursing home. Somewhere, if you hurt yourself, they can take care of you. But no, you're going to break it to somebody's home where ain't nobody there. You cut yourself and you bleed to death. Because you're not moving that fast anyway. So why do that? In my own personal voice, I think it is just outrageous that he did that. And he didn't have any help. He's 73 breaking into people's houses. He's a thief. Break into a nursing home. It's just crazy. 73 years old, breaking into people's houses. I tell you, when I read that, I couldn't do nothing but just laugh. That's all I could do. I could do nothing but laugh. I'm like, what is he thinking of? Yeah, he's barely moving. He breaking it. What he going to take? He going to look at the cabinets for some Geritol. Or maybe he lost his cane. He was trying to, hopefully that house had one. Oh, y'all, I got it. I got it. I know what he was looking for. He was looking for one of them little rolling wheelchairs. Yeah, that was he looking for one of them. You know what I'm talking about, those hover rounds. Yeah, them hover rounds. He was looking for one of those because he lost his. So he decided he'd break into his house and try and find one. That's my take on it anyway. I'm just saying, I know what. Besides Geritol, a cane, and a hover round, what else could he be trying to get in the house and get? Oh, dang it, I just figured it out. It was a 76-year-old woman living in that house. So you know what he's going after. But she didn't. Look, she didn't count on him cutting himself and dying. Oh, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Mm-mm-mm. They say he was searching for Cialis. No, he had his Viagra in his pocket. That's one thing he didn't need. You know, he had those special teeth in his mouth, too. The way he could pull them out. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I ain't going to go no further with that one, but some of you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Woo, Lord, have mercy. 73 years old breaking into somebody's house, then you cut yourself and bleed to death. Whoa. Mm-mm-mm. There's a sign. So any of you out there thinking about doing it, you better remember that 73-year-old man. That's what you better remember, because he was really hitting it on. Oh, Lord. Okay. All right. Hey, here's another one. In India, look, they are cutting down on their policemen being pot-bellied policemen. Now, out of 900,000 policemen, only a quarter of them passed the fitness test. Look, like you don't know what a fitness test was anyway. I mean, really? They don't do nothing but sit there and eat rice? Now they don't want no fat police. Why? Speaking of fat police, y'all ever been in a store and you look at a security guard and you're like, really? Who is he going to catch? He barely walking himself. Have you ever been in that situation? And then all they have is a flashlight. Sometimes they don't even have a flashlight. They just got a whistle. Oh, you going to stop me with a whistle? Man, please. By the time you blew that whistle, I'd be around the corner. Probably been jacked you, too. Oh, man. A whistle? Out of all the things, give me a whistle, and you walking around, and they walking around like they own the store. You know, they telling you where everything is. Well, I tell you what, when I get ready to take this whatever I'm going to get, you go ahead and tell me how to do that. I'm just saying. Y'all know. Yeah, don't act like you don't see it. Don't act like you don't see it. You see it, too. You be like, now who is he going to catch? No, either they too old or they too young. And you're like, why do you even bother? You know, why you even bother? Because they probably going to beat you out the door. Oh, Lord. I mean, you know, they just be standing there looking all crazy. You know, really? Well, what's really going on here? We ain't being bothered. No, we can't do that. You know, he's going to chase somebody. Who he going to chase? Nobody. Like you said, you're going to chase his quarters. That's right. He's going to chase his quarters, y'all. Right there to the to the little change machine they have in the stores to get your change, to turn your change into dollars. That's what he doing. He walk around finding money people done dropped on the grocery store floor and taking it to the machine. That's his pay for the week. I'm telling you. Oh, Lord. Hey, check this out. Have you ever had a neighbor? Listen to what I'm about to tell you. Have you ever had a neighbor that does dumb things, but he does dumb things, but they talk to you and brag about it like it's something good? I know y'all have had some neighbors like that. Let me tell you, I got a neighbor. Now I'm putting him on front. I hope he's listening. I got a neighbor today. He came out his place of residence. And he said, wow, man, I drank a lot of beer last night. I drank a fifth of liquor, and I took some tranquilizers. And I'm standing there looking at him like, okay. But then to top it off, he goes, I had an appointment at 9 o'clock this morning. Now, here's the problem with that, people. It was 11:15 when he told me this, and he was just beginning to leave. And you think that's cool? That's about as dumb as they want to be. Just dumb. But they want you to co-sign on the dumb stuff they do. I know some of you do it, too. Then you talk about them once you leave. That's what y'all do. It's just human nature. It is. It's just human nature. That is just crazy. And he act like it's just, wow. Woo. I mean, good Lord. And y'all know, y'all live in one of them neighborhoods where you have the neighborhood thieves. I know some of y'all know that. No matter what you do, they say they watching your house. They watching your house all right from the inside out. That's what they doing. From the inside out. Oh, Lord have mercy. I mean, really? But you thinking they really looking out for you. Oh, that's a good neighbor. Yeah, right. He's a good neighbor, all right. As soon as you leave, they in your house. Take all your stuff. All your stuff. Then come back. They sitting on the sidewalk, on the porch, rocking. Hey, Mr. Jackson, how you doing? So you walk in the house and everything gone. So you ask, did you see anything? No, I ain't seen nothing. You know why they ain't seen nothing? Because they're the ones taking it. Got yourself sitting behind a wall back there. You just can't see it because you too concerned about trying to find out who done took your stuff. Then you call the police. The police not any help because they don't even, you know, most of the time when you call the police for something like that, They don't even fingerprint to give, you know, you watch CSI and stuff. So you're assuming, okay, yeah, you know, they're going to go on and get dust for prints and stuff. Man, in the hood, them folk come in, look around, take your statement or what you can remember that was taken, and they roll out, give you a card, say, if you remember anything else, here's my number. What kind of mess is that? Look, I watch CSI. You're supposed to be doing more than that. Dude, you are supposed to be doing more than that. Wow. That is crazy. And you just have to wonder. You just have to wonder what the heck. Some neighborhoods, you can't even get the police to come. And you know that's right. You call them, you might as well sit there and start praying, because that's about how long it's going to take them to get there, because they're not trying to come anytime soon. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. And then when it comes to some big old fat, bloated joker who got trouble breathing, be walk around breathing, I'm like, I'm just saying, that what happens. That's what happened. Hey, but they are protection, right? Woo! No, they're not. Anyway, look, it's getting close to time for me to end the show. I do appreciate you listening to Let's Talk today. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. Hey, next week, my shows, I will have a couple of guest hosts. I'll be leaving a couple of advertisements over the weekend to let you know. But once again, thank you for listening. Hey, and if you're out and about now, you're on the internet, hey, it's a show, Speak Up, Speak Out. I think it comes on around 10 o'clock Eastern time. Hey, check it out. It's got some valuable information going on. All right. With that being said, I do appreciate you listening. I hope you have a great weekend. And, hey, if you think of something, send it to me. I sure will talk about it. But other than that, hey, we out of here. Aha, fooled you. Well, I had a caller, but I guess my caller left, so I'm out of here for real now. Ooh, that's crazy. Bye.